I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Dr. Mwabilai Choni, also known as Dr. T, authors books of African folktales for children and adults. They reflect the traditions of oral storytelling in the Congo, where Dr. T spent his childhood before coming to Oregon, obtaining his PhD and serving as an educator. He'll be one of the authors featured in the 17th annual Lane Authors and Artists Fair at the Lane County Fairgrounds this Saturday, December 10th. Thanks for being here, Dr. T.
Thank you, Eric, for having me.
What were the role of stories like these in those villages?
These stories played a very important role in the villages because you're dealing with places where people don't have electricity, they don't have TV, they don't have radio, they don't have books, they don't have cinema for leisure time. So at night, people gather around the bonfires to be entertained. And through entertainment and as by osmosis, learn the accepted and unaccepted behaviors to be promoted in the society. These stories were stories that were known to people. They could tell you the beginning, the middle, and the end. They could even recite the story with the narrator. But they also knew that if you had a story that contained a weasel, don't know what the weasel stood for. The weasel stood for a deceiver, a con man, a trickster, and that kind of things. So these are not qualities that they wanted to be promoted in the society. So they gathered to be entertained, to listen to those things. But it was as though they want also to reaffirm what they already knew about what was good and what was not. Secondly, the stories, they had a cathartic effect on people. Mm-hmm. Cathartic in the sense that through what they saw a weasel doing or a lion doing or a fox doing, they say, well, this is not what I would do if I were in the position of that person. I would have perhaps done things differently.
Why, for you, has it been important to translate those stories and bring them into our place in America?
I think these stories have some kind of a universal lure to them, which means that they have some commonalities with folk tales from other lands. And I also believe that I had a story to tell, because with the advent of technology and the dizzying expansion of social media, these stories will become a thing of the past. So I want to have those stories preserved and kind of eternalized. They will be gone, and I don't want them to be gone.
Can you give an example of a story that you have turned into a book that has particular relevance in Oregon in 2016?
The story of the hen and the weasel is one of those stories where the weasel tricks the chickens and the hens to get into a makeshift cage, and then the chickens say they cannot fit in the cage. He said, yes, you will fit in that cage. So he started dancing around and, you know, does some kind of incantations. And then he convinces the chicken to get in the cage. Just as soon as they get in the cage, he closes that. So politically, you could also see that, you know, during the political campaign, well, tell them what they want to hear. And then when they elect you, just go ahead and do what you want to do.
Perhaps all too relevant. What would you like listeners, readers, to end up gaining from reading your stories?
I want people to have fun reading those stories. They're similar but different to fables of La Fontaine or Aesop, for example. When you're dealing with those fables, you have an explicit moral lesson at the end. The folktales that I have here are folktales whose ending does not give you moral lesson. That's a big difference right there. The audience or the reader has to be given a chance to make up whatever at the end of a story. When someone is reading a book, he or she is rewriting that book. You know, because the book, to me, is not really something that is carved in stone. The book is a moving document. Whatever you experience, that gives meaning to what the book is.
Dr. Mwabilai Choni, also known as Dr. T, author of several illustrated books of African folktales for children and adults. He'll be a featured author at the 17th annual Lane Authors and Artists Fair, presented by the Lane Library League at the Lane Fairgrounds, Saturday, December 10th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. For more information, kalichio.com and lanelibrary.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.